You know what happened to me last night? I had dinner with my husband, right? And I'm talking to him and I'm talking to the server. And, oh my God, I'm just engaged and quite charming. You know what I mean?
Sure, of course.
And funny.
I just presumed.
Smiling, so happy to be there. Then I excuse myself to go to the restroom. I gotta go. I gotta go tinkle. I'll be right back. Mm-hmm. Then I say something funny. Everybody laughs. And I go to the bathroom and I'm washing my hands and I look in the mirror and I have something in my tooth.
Oh, why?
Why did nobody say anything? So I come back to the table and I'm like, what's going on, man? Because I'm sorry. I love you, honey, but this not telling me is grounds for divorce.
I think he made the right call.
Well, you're an idiot. Let's do this. Hello, I'm Ross Matthews.
And I'm Ross's bestie since high school, Bethy Hungerford.
And even though we live on opposite sides of the country, we talk on the phone every single day. And what do we talk about most?
Food.
Yes, food. And your non-existent dating life.
Oh my God.
But mostly food.
I'm a cookbook author.
Yeah, you are. And I've taken the reins of my health by cooking every single day. I call them my recipes. They crack the code on delicious food that's actually good for you.
And now we're sharing the food-obsessed convos we have every day with all of you.
Yep, it's all about food, friends, and fun. This is Hello Recipes. And welcome to the show. Hi, Bethy.
Hi, Rossi.
Oh my gosh. You know, as I'm eating throughout the week, I'm like taking pictures now and video of food. And I used to roll my eyes at people that like do that when the food would come.
I've always been that person.
I'm not that person because I judge that person a little bit, you know,
right.
But I've become that person since we started the program last week because I want it. Like, I'm like, I got to tell her and I got to show everybody what I've been eating.
I love food pics.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. I love taking them, but I love getting them from my friends.
Oh, well, I've never sent you a food pic of anything I'm eating, but I did take pictures. What is the name of the restaurant? Hold on. The video is up on our Instagram, Hello Ross Pod. There's a video of me. I was at this restaurant on the Upper East Side. We went for a little walk. It was called Bar Italia. Okay. We just went for a walk. Well, he said, let's go, my husband, let's go for a walk. We did. So then we stopped. We had Audrey, my dog. And we stopped at this place. And I, of course, I got a martini because it was like six. You know what I mean?
Love a martini.
And then I didn't want to go straight for my entree, which was salmon. But I said, let's get a little salad thing. So I ordered this salad. It's the best thing I've eaten all week long. And it was
the salad.
The salad. And I'm going to tell you what it was.
Okay.
It was, so there were like tomatoes, but they were like half cherry tomatoes.
Nice.
There was avocado and they were like, you know, half an inch by half an inch little cubes, but mushy enough that they added to the vinaigrette, but weren't mushy.
Great. Mm-hmm.
Then there was shaved. It was very similar to a Parmesan cheese, but not Parmesan, a little waxier than Parmesan.
Ooh,
I forget the name.
A pecorino. I don't know a ton about cheeses because I'm lactose intolerant.
Understood. But I love a shaved Parmesan. I believe all Parmesan should be shaved. I don't like grated Parmesan. I prefer shaved on a Caesar. I'm very particular about that.
Okay, I understood.
And then the main ingredient, green beans, hert covert.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? And they were blanched.
Hert
covert. Whatever. What do they call them? Hert covert.
Hert covert. Covert?
Whatever. I don't know him. But so, so blanched green beans, all served cold, tomatoes, avocados, and shaved Parmesan. And the dressing was like a bright red winey vinaigrette, but it was slightly, it was really emulsified because it was kind of creamy. And if I really couldn't believe, if you go, there's video on our Instagram right now of that salad in front of Bar Italia on 71st and Madison or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't stop thinking about how I want to add red onions to it.
Yes, of course. Right?
And capers would be good, but it would take it in a totally different direction.
Okay.
But I do love a caper.
Mm-hmm.
And I would do like a Dijon vinaigrette, a Dijon red wine vinaigrette. I love making a vinaigrette.
You know, one of the ingredients, when you taste something and you're like, oh, it's just missing something, it's usually acid.
Totally agreed. The number one thing I put on food, like I don't ask for salt. I don't ask for pepper. I ask for lemon. Every restaurant.
Yes, you do.
I do. I know.
Yes, you
not
do.
Just for my vodka soda. That
not just for your vodka soda, but so you said you started with a martini. How do you, so I know you do vodka.
Yeah.
How do you order your martini?
I do. And I always do a hand motion with it. I go a vodka martini with a, and I put my finger in the air, lemon twist.
Lemon twist. Okay. So that's like a signal to the rest of the bar that you're a Rasa peep.
You're a Rasa peep if you put your finger in the air and lemon twist.
Lemon twist.
Bethy,
do you want to know how I take my martini?
I was going to ask. I actually wasn't, but now I do. How do you?
Gin.
Yes.
Gin martini up with olives, extra dry.
Mm. Extra dry. But doesn't dry mean no vermouth?
Yeah.
So when you say extra dry, do you want the vermouth in the other room?
They can just glance in the direction of Italy and I'm good.
Understood. I don't love vermouth either. I don't think it needs it. No.
I enjoy red vermouth on its own on the rocks.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Hey, Aunt Bethy, I feel like I need a martini right now.
That sounds good. I'll take one too.
All right. Hey, real quick, I have something else very exciting to tell you and our entire audience about. So next week is going to be our Thanksgiving show, which I think is timed perfectly because next week is Thanksgiving. So we're going to do a Thanksgiving show. And of course, we're going to talk about what we're thankful for and all of our Thanksgiving memories. And we actually have been in the Facebook group talking, asking you, and I want to know, what are your favorite Thanksgiving foods? Like, it's not Thanksgiving unless I'm served
this dish.
Fill in the blank. Okay.
Yes.
So if you want to go in to the Recipes Facebook group and let us know, we're going to be scouring that. But I thought, what is even better than reading comments from listeners? What if we had like a hotline, like a phone number people could call in and leave us voicemails? And then sorry. Thank you so much for calling Hello Recipes. This is Ross. How am I direct your call? Hello? You know what? I'm going to let the machine get it. Because we do have a hotline, a Recipes hotline, where you can all call. So I want you to run to your cellular telephones. Yeah, hello. Sorry. No, see, the phones are ringing off the hook.
Off
please.
The hook.
I'm in the middle of a podcast. Please leave a message. We have an answering machine. Don't worry about it. This is not a joke. We really do have a phone number where people... our listeners can call and leave us a voicemail. I'm going to give you the number right now. It is. Oh my God.
This is off the hook.
Actually, the phone should be off the hook so I can give out the number. The number is 917-791-0355. And if you call it, you want me to call it on my cellular right now?
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited about this.
Oh, how do you think I feel?
Oh my goodness.
917-791-0355. Okay, I'm putting my phone on speaker.
Oh my gosh.
And if you call, you're going to hear this.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Hi, it's Ross Matthews. And thanks so much for calling the Recipes Hotline. Leave a message for me, Ross, or my co-host, Bethy, on our podcast, Hello Recipes, and we may just play it on the air. You can leave your message after the beep in 3, 2, hit a beep.
Okay. Oh, see, now I'm leaving Bethy. I'm leaving us a voicemail right now.
Oh my gosh.
Hi, Ross and Bethy. I hope you play this on the show.
Bethy, I love you. You're doing a great job.
Oh, it cut out. I'm sorry. Okay. So again, that number, everyone, if you want, this is not a joke. I want you to call us. And this hotline is going to be year round. Okay. But what I want you to do for the first one is, well, you can call and leave us a voicemail about anything you want. But specifically this week, for next week, I want to know. It's not Thanksgiving if I don't have, okay? Mm-hmm. And the number again, write this down, 917-791-0355. We'll put that number on the Facebook group too, okay?
So great. I'm so excited for this.
We have a hotline. Oh my God. Bethy?
Yeah?
What is our ingredient of the week?
Oh my... That was a big sting.
No, you don't like that?
Maybe just try something less aggressive.
Okay, like a little moodier. Okay, what is our ingredient of the week?
That's much better. Okay. Very Austin Powers.
Thank you.
I'm so excited about this ingredient this week because it's one of my favorites and it is a liquid.
A liquid. Is it simple syrup?
No, it's a savory liquid.
Chicken broth.
No. It's a savory liquid. I looked up some stuff about it so I could speak intelligently about it. From the early 1800s, it was supposedly first discovered in India, and then somebody came back to the UK from India and had two chemists recreate it. It's also hard to say.
Okay, ingredient of the week from India from 1800. I don't know.
It's super savory and very hard to say. That's a huge clue. What is the ingredient that people are always like, then you add the...
Oh, Worcestershire.
Okay, you said it wrong.
Worcestershire.
Still wrong.
Worcestershire. What? How do you do it?
So I have actually been to Worcester, which is an area in England. So once you understand that first part is just pronounced Worcester,
uh-huh,
and then shire refers to like a place, so it could be Ross Shire, but you'd pronounce it Ross Shire.
Okay, well, I believe it's pronounced Palm Springs.
Okay. Understood. So it's Worcestershire
sauce. Now listen, I have used it, but I don't think I used it correctly. It's okay. One of those things I buy and I put in the fridge and then I have to throw away in 3 years when it goes past its expiration date.
Yeah. So I love putting it on mac and cheese.
Oh.
Like it is so savory. And I want you to guess some of the ingredients in it.
But let's describe the flavor though. So am I right? So it's savory. It's almost like if a soy sauce had had a jock strap on. You know what I mean?
A beautiful description.
Because it's a little dirty.
It's a little dirty.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. But it is like one of my such a gross description. It's one of my favorite ingredients because it does have a lot of acid in it, which we were just talking about. So it's just like super condensed savoriness.
Mm.
It's a fermented liquid.
You're a fermented liquid.
Yeah, thank you so much. Pickled onion, pickled garlic,
really,
anchovies. So it's not vegetarian.
Good anchovies, to know.
Vinegar, molasses, tamarind extract, sugar, and salt. And I watched a video of them making it, and it's like these massive tubs of like these dark onions and dark garlic. But so it's just basically like everything's super savory, and then they make it into just that concentrated liquid.
Hmm. I don't know that I like it.
You like it.
Okay.
Because it's vinegar, which you love. It's super savory, which you love. But it's mostly used in cooking, but I do like to use it as a condiment because it is just magic on mac and cheese.
Okay. Good to know. I mean, I will certainly try it. It's one of those ingredients that I just kind of take for granted. I promise you, and I make this vow to you, friend to friend.
Okay.
I will try Worcestershire.
You didn't even listen to my description of how to say it.
I listened. I just chose not to hear. Okay. Hey, coming up, I actually have a great game for us to play. And I'm not going to spoil it for you. Okay. But it has to do with my lunch.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. That's coming up right here on Hello Rossipi.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen. Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
So I just ordered a salad and it just like got delivered to the house.
Okay, what is it?
Well, that's the game. What do you
Oh my God.
I ordered on my salad. So, okay, I can tell you the place I got it from. I can give you like the, I like to build my own. I don't trust other places. Like, oh, we have the Santa Fe, Southwest Santa Fe.
Nope.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. We have the, you know, Italian countryside. No, okay, great. Good. Mm-hmm. I build my own salad.
Okay. It has chicken.
Wait, I'm going to give you options okay. to see if you, I mean, we'll lock in on whether you are correct or not. So let me, okay, ready? So let me hold, please. I'm going to go to the place that I, because I have to find the menu. So I'm going to.
Hold on. Do I get to know what it's called?
What the name is called? The restaurant? I'll tell you, but I don't want to do a commercial for them.
Ah, okay, give me an alternate name for it, like something similar to what it is.
It is, well, I was going to say it rhymes with must ballad, but it's just salad. That's it. Okay. Just salad. Okay. I'm not going to do the dance. So I, there's, here's some of the ones they go spicy chicken Caesar, crispy chicken poblano, lime cilantro chicken, autumn Caesar, right? All these, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Understood.
Goodbye. I don't do that. What do I do? I
make your own.
Yeah. Well, they call it build your own, but yes.
Build your own. Fine.
So let's select our greens and see if you're correct. The options are extra, they say extra crisp romaine, a super green blend with kale, spinach, red cabbage, or
I like that.
Baby spinach, or shredded kale, or shredded cabbage, or arugula, which is an upcharge. Which green did I choose? And I'll just tell you, you could choose multiples. I just chose one. I just went like, give it to me straight.
I would say either baby spinach or the mix.
So wrong.
Arugula.
Not arugula. And I like that you say arugula.
Is that a British thing? Arugula? Arugula?
Well, because you lived in London forever, they call it rocket.
Oh, rocket. Of course they do.
Of course, yeah. You say arugula. Well,
arugula. Yeah. Okay, what did you choose?
I chose extra crisp romaine. I love romaine lettuce.
Okay, but that's basically like devoid of nutrition.
Whatever. I mean, it's basically the iceberg of fancy. You know what I mean? Like
it is the. So I'm surprised that you wouldn't go for something more nutritious.
Normally, I do a mix of extra crisp romaine and shredded kale, but I have found in adulthood that if I have kale in the middle of the day,
diarrhea.
No, but like
bloaty.
You know what I mean? Like a little like raw.
Because I get full on if I have too much kale.
Good to know. Let me write that down. Hold on. I have a whole file. Okay. No. So I did extra crisp romaine. Now we get into the business, the meat and taters of this salad. Got it?
Okay.
These are your toppings, your options. They are, just go yay or nay. Roasted sweet potato.
Nay.
I did get roasted sweet potato. You are the worst at this.
You know my palate better than I know yours.
But yeah, I do know your. I could order for you at any restaurant. I do order for you whenever you sit down.
You do order for me at every restaurant. Okay,
yes, but I'm bad at your palate. So far, I ordered crisp romaine and roasted sweet potatoes. Ready? Did I get fresh cilantro?
No,
I did not. We'll do a whole episode on cilantro. Very, yes. very
controversial.
Okay.
Yes.
Shaved broccoli.
Yes.
Normally, yes. Today, no.
Okay.
Sliced apples.
No.
I'm not mad at it, but no. Edamame.
I mean, it's a superfood. It gives me gas, so I would say no for me, but maybe yes for you.
I did do it. And the reason okay. I like to do it, I do it because I save the edamame till last. And then uh-huh. I like eat them one by one and like unwrap them in my mat and then eat them like, I like the whole mouth experience.
I love that for you.
I don't just down in it. Like I don't wolf edamame. Mm-hmm. I dissect it orally.
I'm telling Welly.
I take it back. Garlic butter croutons.
Oh my God. They sound so good, but no.
Oh my God, I wanted them, but no, I did not. Roasted corn.
Yeah.
No, if I don't like corn on a salad, if I'm going to do, I'll do a corn salad with like, you know, like a cold off the cob or warm off the cob tossed in like a little sour cream and lime and tahini and chili powder. I'll do that. But I don't do corn on a salad.
Like a street, Mexican street salad situation.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, but so for another time, we need to talk about corn in the UK and how it goes on random things like tuna salad.
That's unacceptable.
And pizza. We'll do a conversation for another time.
Every week we're going to have an ingredient of the week. So don't you understand?
Yes. Okay. I understand.
Sliced tomatoes.
Yes.
No.
Because you aren't sure of what the quality is going to be?
No, because when there's a tomato in a salad at a restaurant, I'm like, oh, that's what a beautiful surprise. But I don't like it in mine. If I'm building it, I don't do it.
Okay.
You have so many options. Sliced carrots.
Yes.
Yes, I did. Sliced cucumbers.
Yes.
Not opposed to it, but I didn't because you only get so many. You have to start paying like 99 cents. And I'm not saying paying 99 cents for a little chopped up cucumber.
Sliced cucumber, yeah.
Okay. Then I got an avocado mash put on top
of
it. I got that.
Love avocado.
Then I usually add black lentils, but it was $1.49 extra. And I just was feeling like, no, I don't know why. It's just because it started adding up. When you see the total at the bottom.
But that's some protein. What's your protein? You got chicken.
Stay tuned. Okay, ready. So let's go to protein.
Okay.
You have your choice of oven roasted chicken.
Okay, that's my guess. Keep going.
Crispy chicken. Mm-hmm. Braised chicken thigh.
Ooh.
Organic sesame tofu.
Okay.
A jammy egg.
Don't say that again, please.
Or Beyond chicken.
I think you got the first option.
You know, you do know me really well, but not that well.
Oh, gosh darn it.
For some reason, at this particular place, I like the Beyond chicken, which is like, it's not a healthy option because it's kind of like a chicken nugget, but it's just so good and crunchy. And I also like at lunch, I try not to eat a lot of meat. I don't know why.
Yeah. No, that's good.
And then I got, now let's go to the, and then this is riveting, right?
I cannot peel my eyes away from the screen.
Okay. The cheese option.
Okay. You know, I'm super lactose intolerant, so I would go no cheese.
Yeah. Well, I'm sadly. Lactose me.
Okay.
They have a vegan feta. Not opposed to it, but not doing that. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Shaved Parmesan, grated cotija, a regular feta, white cheddar, or creamy goat. If you know me, you know what cheese I got.
Oh God. Is this like a make or break friendship moment?
This is like, you should know the answer to this. If you know me, you dine with me, we talk food constantly. What is my favorite cheese of all time?
How do I not know this? I'm guessing feta. You look so disappointed.
Cotija.
Cotija.
See, I do love cotija, but it's nowhere near the top five of my favorite cheeses.
Okay, hold on. I don't want to fail this. Read them to me again.
Betty, I'm not going to make the audience do that. No one needs to go through this again. I got my favorite cheese. You don't know my favorite cheese.
Oh my God. I don't even remember what the options are.
My favorite cheese is goat cheese.
Okay, fine. I knew that, but feta is a goat cheese.
But okay, just goat cheese, I think, is the greatest of all time. Get it?
The creamy
goat, G-O-A-T.
Oh, okay.
Okay, cute.
Okay.
Goat cheese is my favorite cheese. I like how it just.
That's why I said feta.
Okay. Goat cheese.
Okay. And feta is a goat cheese.
There were both options.
Okay. And I went with one. Okay. I don't want to win that one. I win that one, though.
You don't. Okay. Ready? Dressing. Oh, my God.
Okay. Okay.
Get ready.
Hold on. I bet there are going to be some really great, like super creamy options that you said, oh my God, I really wanted to get that, but I can't.
I'm going to go through them quickly. And I want you to, in your head, just decide which one. Don't say to me, like, go through the options again.
Okay.
Got
okay. Fine.
Ready?
Go.
honey mustard vinaigrette, balsamic vinaigrette, chipotle vinaigrette, lemon basil vinaigrette, miso ginger vinaigrette, creamy Caesar, buttermilk ranch, spicy buffalo ranch, which I'm just seeing now.
Ooh.
Okay. Smoky poblano ranch, spicy avocado ranch, yogurt cucumber, spicy Thai peanut, or balsamic vinegar.
I'm going to go with the vinaigrette.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with the one before the balsamic vinaigrette.
That is so wrong. I got a honey mustard, but I also got balsamic vinaigrette on the side. But they, every single time I order it, they forget the one on the side. And I even paid extra for it, which makes me think I shouldn't do that. I could have gotten black lentils for what I paid for the extra dressing that I didn't get.
And you didn't get it this time either.
No, but now I'm going to, you can see there's the salad right there. And it's divine.
Is it? Guess what so it's morning where I am. Mm-hmm. Guess what I had for breakfast?
What?
Nothing, because I have children.
All right. Well, this was a fun game. Thanks so much, Bethy. That's how we play a new game show on this show called Toss My Salad. Thanks for playing.
I failed. You can't toss a salad.
You can't toss my salad, Bethy. All right. Lots more show on the way.
But first, it's time for our recipe of the week.
Who is it? I can't wait. Who is it?
Okay, this picture is what got me first, and it's not of food. It's of this stunning woman. But the important thing is that she is a valuable recipe. Her name is Lauren A.
Hi, Lauren. Oh, I remember Lauren. Let me just say this. I love that people are, of course, posting their food and talking about their food and what they're eating and what they're making and everything. But they also do this thing in the Facebook group where they just post a picture of themselves. They're like, hi, I'm just saying hi. I'm joining.
I love it.
And she posted this picture and she was so gorgeous with this flowing hair. And she talked about her health journey, right? She's like in a really strong place right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What did she say?
She is a single mom of two teenage boys, preteen and teenage boys. And as happens in midlife, I was going to say with women, but men too, she had kids and life got busy. And what she says is, she doesn't say she let herself go, but you know, you just get overwhelmed with other things. And all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, nothing fits anymore.
Oh, girl, so, I've been there so many times when the life is like a current, like a wave, when you're just like, oh, well, that just life just took me over here. And guess what? Yep. The diet's over there. And oopsie.
Yep. So she has lost 80 pounds.
80 pounds.
She starts it off by saying, if Ross replies to this, I may just die.
Yeah. And so I did. I hope she didn't die, but I did write in there and said, hi, congratulations. Hi, I see you. And guess what? We do really see you. And now everybody does. Congratulations. You are our recipe of the week. If you want to be next week's recipe, just contribute in the Facebook group. It's really easy. You just contribute in the Facebook group. And welcome back to the show. I guess I'll have to eat my salad later.
Sorry.
No worries. Actually, I'm excited because we're going to do something today. This is fun. So remember last week we played a hot take game where what do you think about casserole? And we really debated casserole. Well, I want to go back in time a little bit. This is a segment. And by the way, if you have any suggestions for us, and a big thanks to everybody who's been saying hi to us, make sure and email ross@recipes.com or Bethy@recipes.com. That's Bethie, Bethy@recipes.com. This is where we re-examine a beloved food from the past. I like to call it from the vault. That works there.
Okay. That's, you know what? I approve.
Do you want this one? From the vault.
Nope.
I think that's pretty good.
No, nope. Let's go with the first one.
From the vault.
You could do the sound of a vault door opening.
Yeah, what am I? Carrot Top? I don't have all these props. So here's the deal. I'd like to talk about from the vault, ambrosia.
Okay, my mouth just started watering.
Ambrosia is like a jello salad.
Wait, I thought ambrosia salad is like Cool Whip,
marshmallows,
but it's all
pistachios.
Yeah, but it's all in it. Let me Google ambrosia.
Okay.
Ambrosia salad. Look from Wikipedia. Here it is.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm getting my glasses.
Okay.
Hold on. This is right. Oh yeah. Ambrosia is an American variety of fruit salad originating in the southern United States. Most ambrosia recipes contained canned or softened fresh pineapple, canned mandarin oranges, slices of fresh orange sections, marshmallows, coconut, and jello. Ambrosia was named for the Greek god of the Roman gods. Oh, there's a Greek god named Ambrosia?
Why didn't we know about this?
Good to know. Maybe that's the god I pray to. Ambrosia. I remember going to every family function had an ambrosia at the table. Mm-hmm. And then there were variations. So it was like that, like jello-y, whipped creamy, fruity thing. And then mm-hmm. there was like jello molds that had like fruit. And I remember one aunt made it with like shredded carrots in the jello. I know. I had a real problem with it. I mean, a real problem with it.
I would too.
I was irate at the texture of that. But yeah. I loved how like sugary sweet, mm-hmm. like almost in a Lucky Charms kind of way. That ambrosia was so sickly sweet.
Yes.
And as a kid, now I think I honestly would have to take a nap after one spoonful. But back in the day, man, I would have snorted ambrosia.
Ross. Okay. So a friend of mine that I went to music school with is now a famous TikToker. She's called That Midwestern Mom.
Of course.
And all she does is make Midwestern salads. Mm-hmm. And she talks like this.
We need to get her on. You know, what if she made us ambrosia one day?
Oh my gosh. She would love that.
Okay.
Will you reach out to her? She's 100% in. We text all the time.
Okay.
But she posts videos on her TikTok, and there are all of these Midwestern salads that so many of them, like ambrosia salad, like we ate growing up. Like, we're not from the Midwest. We're from Washington State, but there is some sort of overlap with those Midwestern salads.
Yeah. I think ambrosia is the common denominator amongst all people. I mean, you know.
Understood.
When's the last time you had anything like that? And because you know what I used to
recently.
Love? What? Where?
I picked up, I think it was actually called ambrosia salad, which is why I so confidently said whipped cream pistachios, right?
Yeah.
Because I wanted my British kids to taste it.
And did they like it?
Loved it. Okay. And of course, I ended up eating most of it out of the fridge, like mm-hmm. with a spoon when they weren't looking. So good.
How did you feel about yourself after you ate all that ambrosia?
Great.
Okay. Got it. I used to love, I mean, I still love jello. There was a restaurant up where we grew up called Skipper's. It was a fast food
fish
chain. And we would always have coupons in the newspaper. It was $2.99 mm-hmm. for like a 2-piece fish dinner with fries mm-hmm. and you could get coleslaw, but we would ask for the jello.
Instead of coleslaw.
Yes. Cause I was a genius even as a kid. Okay.
So proud of you.
Thank you. And then I started making finger jello as a kid. That's where you put half the amount of water in it mm-hmm. and then put it in like a cookie sheet and let it cool. And you could cut mm-hmm. out little squares.
Jigglers.
I love a jello jiggler. Oh my God.
So do I.
Still. They have a sugar-free jello now. You can make jello jigglers with.
Of course they do. For me, if you're going to do it, let's just do it properly.
See, I'm fine with the sugar-free jello. I don't care. That's how I keep my jigglers low. You know what I mean? It's time for our daily doable.
Okay. No. Oh, okay.
So this is where we give you a suggestion of what you should do, something to challenge yourself this week. We also put these in our newsletter. Of course, you can sign up for everything at recipes.com, the Facebook group, the newsletter, all a ton of recipes there. You can watch me cook in the kitchen and we're updating it all the time. Last week, we told you we made a playlist so you could listen to while you were walking. I said, go walk. Here's something that I do too. And it's one of those little things. And that's why I love the idea of doables. It's mm-hmm. something you could absolutely do. I always take the stairs.
Yes.
So like if I'm in a parking garage and it's 3-4 floors, if we're talking 5 floors, I'm not doing it. But like if it's like 3-4 floors, I'll take the stairs. At the mall, I take the mm-hmm. stairs. at a doctor's appointment, I take this at work. Uh-huh. I take the stairs. I went to, took a cruise. I took the stairs every time, you know, and it just uh-huh. is those little things that add up. I just uh-huh. think take the stairs, and that's my daily doable.
Love it. I do the same. We've never talked about this, but I always take the stairs, even at the airport. Like, you can get, everybody's standing on the escalator, but
oh my God, that drives me crazy. It's not even an escalator. It's like the moving floor. You know what I mean? Yes. Like the conveyor belt for the airport.
It does not save you that much time.
I never use it. I get competitive and I start walking inside and I spot a person. I'm like, I'm going to beat that person.
I do the same.
I always do. I'm a fast walker. You know this.
I do know this. Yeah. And I'm a fast walker too. But even if you're a slow walker, mm-hmm. even just if you're not being competitive about it, just walking that sure. length is completely doable.
Yeah. And
what I love, luggage.
What I love about this doable is you can literally take it step by step. Okay. Bethy, what a wonderful time I've had with you today. I want to thank all of our amazing listeners for just for being so down and joining us and having a good time. And I love having fun with you. And everybody go to rossifees.com for more. Follow Bethy all week long. She's at Hunger Mama on Instagram. I'm Hello Ross everywhere. And the show is Hello Ross Pod. Have a great week. In the meantime, let's discuss this week's episode in our Facebook group. You can find the link at rossifees.com. We'll see you next week. Oh, and by the way, in the meantime, I still haven't tasted anything as good as my Nana's potatoes. Aww. You can find that recipe at rossifees.com. Just click on the fork and knife. We'll see you next week right here on Hello Recipes.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.